Come on, Matt. I'll wait for you, babe. Good? Yep. All right. Well, you know, I thought thought today went well. We seemed improving on a lot of the concepts that we have. But, you know, I'd expect that after, I guess this is the 11th day now. And I'm starting to feel a little bit more familiar with the things that we're doing. Offensively, we need to be better efficiently than we were today. But defensively, I thought we were on top of the concepts pretty good. So a couple more days and get ready for camp. Questions?
Can you explain the decision to let go of Taylor Mays?
It wasn't working out.
Why is that?
Just wasn't working out.
Mike, what does this week allow you to do that maybe OTAs didn't, or is this just a continuation of this process?
Well, I changed the schedule a little bit. We were going to go on a true, typical training camp day, and, you know, I just didn't feel like our players, like I told them, what I want to do is I want to spend time that I think that we're using the time efficiently, and I didn't feel like having an hour walkthrough and then being here till 5 o'clock really was beneficial to what we're trying to get done. Practice was longer today, like a typical training camp practice, but we just eliminated the real long walkthrough in the morning.
What's your evaluation of the safety spot right now, though? I know you guys, at least when we've been here, you've been stuck with Robert with the first team.
It doesn't mean anything right now. It really doesn't. You know, we've got 5 preseason games. We've got, where no one's in pads. It really doesn't mean anything to me right now. It's just guys lined up there and go.
You said last year, too, that you want to see guys tackle and how they play in games was a big thing with the safety. I'm sure it still applies this year, right?
Yeah, and, you know, and the things that happen, you know, when they're not playing the team they see every single day, I mean, those are much better evaluations because the checks happen faster, the different types of plays happen faster. So I would not read too much into who's where right at this particular point. Plus, it's Teddy or Adrian probably.
Why has Trey Waynes been in the slot so much, and what have you seen from him there? Because I know it's a little bit different from what he's used to been doing.
Well, I just think it's good for guys to learn as many things as you can. That was just part of the plan. We try to teach him in there, and, you know, I've always liked to take guys and, you know, like kind of what we did with Barr last year. We gave him a lot of things to do, and then we figured out what he can do best and then go from there. But if we don't ever give them opportunity to do those things, then we never really know.
Like, would it be fair to say you have more confidence in your offensive line now with some of your guys healthy and just a fresh start to a new season?
It's so difficult. I mean, it's so difficult without the pads on to really know, because we're taking care of each other up front. We're not trying to do anything. And so the evaluation part is just difficult for me at this point in time. I mean, you know, you can see balance and body movement and things like that, and I feel good about a lot of those things. But, you know, the tenacity and the physicalness and those things, we're going to have to wait till we get to camp.
The injuries at line.
But what do you like about Mike Cole through it so far? He said he likes the fact he's got a lot of reps with different quarterbacks and just getting out there a lot.
Well, Mike Cole's done a nice job. We move him around quite a bit. You know, he runs very, very well. He makes some really, really good catches. And, you know, he's 255 pounds. We anticipate that he'll be a pretty good blocker. And so, you know, he's really catching our eye.
Linebacker, you've got some deeper looks at some of the depth guys. What have you seen from them, and specifically in a guy like Brian Peters?
Well, Brian's doing a nice job with all the coverage aspects of where he's supposed to be, and you know, you'd expect that from a converted safety. You know, the question is, when he gets the pads on, how will he be, and you know, in that area. So again, the physicality. But in shorts, he's doing a good job. He knows where to be. He can run. He's pretty smart. So, and the rest of the guys, you know, they seem to be doing a good job.
Are you encouraged to get Anthony back? You know, is it big for him to be able to be out here in some capacity for this minicamp?
I think it's important for him and for us. You know, he's got to get back. You know, he hasn't really done football in a long time, so it's good for him to get back out here and start moving around and get with the calls. You know, it's just, I mean, I don't anticipate any problems, but I just think that it's good for his mindset and good for ours as well.
You have to worry about it less than, you know, with a guy like Brian Robinson, who's a veteran guy, and him not being able to be out here for this.
Yeah, well, Brian's getting a lot of work done. It's just not live work right now. I mean, you know, we'd obviously like to have everybody out here practicing all the time, but it's really not possible with some of the guys at this point.
How would you say Khalil has been moving around?
Better.
I think he's been doing better. And again, you know, it's the proof of the pudding will come out when, you know, we get the pads on. But his sets are better. He looks much more confident. He looks much better doing the things we're trying to get him to do. You know, last week I had Greg Ellis come in here and help with the defensive line. He's a guy that I coached for a long time. And we also had Hudson Houck come in, who is a veteran offensive line coach, coached with a lot of guys, just kind of, you know, give another set of eyes, see if we can help these guys. So I like bringing in guys that that I know, number one, and number two, that, you know, feel like they can add some value.
Do you get a lot of feedback from players on those visitors that come in?
Yeah, well, I ask them a lot of questions, yeah, you know, if you talk to them about this, if you, you know, and some of the things, like for instance, with Greg, you know, I know Greg so well that I know really a lot of his strong suits, and so those are areas that I think can maybe help the players from a player's mentality and the things that were. Like, for instance, he was the best guy I've ever been around that studied tape and would find tips and things like that. So, you know, it's even those kind of things, you know, how to study the guy that they're going against, what are the best tips, you know, things to look for, how he studies different players going into a week.
How much is getting that different messenger in there and from a player as opposed to a coach? Because I'm sure you could tell them a lot of these things.
Yeah, sometimes. But I think it's good to have a different message, you know, coming from a different source. And, you know, Greg, he's the 50th most sacker in the NFL or something. So, you know, as soon as that happens, you know, there's a little bit of a, I know this guy.
Why wasn't Josh Robinson out here today?
He was injured.
Okay. What's he dealing with?
He was in there rehabbing today.
Last couple?
Good?
Good.
All right, thank you.
Mike, is that a Fitbit? Is that a step tracker?
Yeah.